Well, our moms think we're funny.
Alright! Hello, everybody, and welcome to part two of the second batch of Rob Liefeld's 40 Worst Drawings. So this is going to be the fourth episode in which we've talked about just empirical examples of how terrible Liefeld is as an artist. And, I gotta say, ever since I blocked Turk's number, I've been a lot more productive, been getting stuff done a lot better. I think this was not only a good move for him, but also a good move for me. You know, it was a call that, like, really benefited every facet of this company. And, that said, I'm still kind of running the show solo here, so I thought that I might read a little bit of fan mail. Thought you guys might enjoy that. just kind of something to start us on a high note before we jump into these last 20 terrible Liefeld drawings. So it looks like this one. This is a letter from a fan, a little boy. Named Turk, last name 182, writing from international waters, so that's exciting. Let's just see what he says here. Akomi, you jackass. Oh, you know, we get plenty of fan mail that opens up that way. It's me, Turk. I know you've either blocked my number or have your phone off. The pirates have managed to get my phone. His handwriting is terrible. I've got to say, you know, I thought Turk's handwriting was better than this. I just looked over and remembered they sent me his thumb. I guess he still hasn't, like, taken care of that issue, so. But I mean, this is just, like, sloppy, sloppy handwriting. Unblock my number and help me escape. Blah, 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 blah. Pirates are running out of patience. Blah, 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 blah. Ransom, no ransom. Blah, blah, blah. Demanding even bigger ransom. Well, that's a step in the right direction. That was what I was recommending happen. I gotta say, Turk, I would love to answer your fan letter. I would love to, you know, help you out, and we definitely care about our feedback from our fans. But we gotta get through these last 20 Liefeld drawings, buddy. So guess you're gonna have to kind of figure that one out on your own. Sorry. If you want my advice, definitely work on improving that handwriting. You know, you might have to kind of figure out a different way to write without that particular missing digit. You know, some people can do it. Some people have all their digits and they don't even use them when they're holding a pen. So, you know, maybe take some examples from that. I don't know what to tell you. Wish we could help you, but the show must go on, you know. Show must go on, so. Without further ado, last episode of Rob Liefeld's Worst Drawings. Alright, so we've got another young blood drawing here. More really inconsistent cross-hatching. More poses that are specifically designed to avoid drawing feet. You know, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 figures on here, and 2 feet drawn in total on the entire page. So, you know, what more needs to be said? Just really inconsistent sizing on the cross-hatching, your typical terrible facial expressions, typical terrible anatomy. I don't even know what's going on with Vogue here. Like, that is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I will say, these poses are pushed a little bit more, but still, the placement of her legs there, it doesn't spatially make sense, and because otherwise, the way her legs are placed, it looks like she's just falling forward and is about to face plant. So there's no balance. There's no balance to her pose. That's what I'm fishing for. So terrible, terrible, terrible. Wow, we got a big one here. Looks like this might be, is this a fold-out cover or a triptych cover or triptych, however you say that? Now I gotta look up how to pronounce that. Hold on. Make sure I'm actually spelling it right first. That would be okay. Pronunciation, please. Triptych. Right? Hold on. Let's play. Triptych. Okay. Oh yeah. Triptych. Okay. Triptych. I think this might be a triptych cover. Either that or it's like a fold-out cover, which that's interesting. It could be a fold-out cover that, like, you fold both the front and the back covers out and make this whole entire thing. So that's probably all it actually is. But still, I don't see a lot of those. But terrible gun, terrible anatomy, terrible arm, more of the same issues with the spines, more of the same issues with the facial features being way too small for the heads, more of these men with, like, legs thicker than their torsos, more feet being cut off at inopportune places. Wow, yeah. This is a four-segmented cover, whether it's a triptych or whether it's just a fold-out, but, like, it's a huge cover and not a single foot drawn on the entire thing. Yeah. The hair's all terrible. I mean, I will say it looks like the wind is consistent. Everybody's, like, bits and bobs and hair and leather and straps and curdy crackle and all that is all blowing in the same direction, so I'll give them that. Other than that, I think that's about the whole thing that I can say nicely about it. Like, Cable's pose finally has a little bit of dynamism to it, but it's made up for by, like, really bad anatomy. Like, it's just bad anatomy in general. So, and I'm a big fan of moon backdrops, which he's got a moon backdrop here. But it's very, very clear that he didn't use a compass or didn't use anything to kind of help with the curve, so it just looks sloppy. It's very, very clearly free-handed, and it's very clearly free-handed in the worst way possible. So that doesn't look good. That does not look good. Yeah, it's... That's not a great cover. Okay. Next one, we got another New Mutants cover, 86. And it's... Oh, whoa, it's McFarlane inking Liefeld. Oh, wow. Todd, my guy. Say it ain't so. I mean, clearly this is a tribute to the cover of Spider-Man... number two, I want to say. It's the one, like, it's the first appearance of the Vulture, and they're clearly doing, like, a tribute to that Ditko cover. But now I kind of want to see just how close this matches up. I mean... I know Spidey's legs ain't that thick on the original cover. Spider-Man, Vulture cover. First appearance. Please. Oh, that, wow, yeah, that's a completely different cover. I thought that it was a lot closer that they were paying tribute to, but no. Okay, so looking at the Spider-Man number 2 cover, yeah, totally, totally different thing. Same basic idea, but, I mean, I gotta say, McFarlane's inking here certainly feels like Ditko inking. I mean, obviously it's not the exact same, but, like, I get the vibe. I get the vibe. But, I mean, it's the same shit that we always see with Liefeld. It's just like, what's up with this anatomy? What's up with this posing? Like, it looks like he drew Rusty Collins's fist completely clenched, and then just, like, drew the calf and the ankle around his fist, and it's like, that's not a good way to do that. Draw through your stuff. But yeah, pretty atrociously terrible. Ooh, is this another Youngblood? I mean, not a whole lot to say here. Really garish, like, overly plasticky Photoshop coloring. It was very very common in the 90s. They did this type of coloring a lot. People had, you know, really started using Photoshop and comic art pretty commonly, and they loved using everything they possibly could. So it's like, oh yeah, we're going to make everything super shiny and super soft shading, and it wasn't a great look. But, I mean, other than that, I can, you know, continue cherry-picking with the anatomy, but is there any point? I mean, it's pretty apparent here that Liefeld has never truly seen a woman. And it's questionable on if he's ever seen a man besides himself, so it's like, muscles and shit are just his best guess. Okay, another Regex cover. Whoa. Rob, what, bro? I think this kind of reinforces my original point. Liefeld has never seen a woman. We've got a chick with a gold-plated camel toe armor piece. Like, more of the same shit. Like, the sword, absolutely terrible. Like, it's so obvious that he draws his blades and his, like, the if you follow the center line of the blade, the blood groove, follow it down to the decorative, like, stud on the hilt, and then you keep going perfectly straight, that handle doesn't line up at all. It is, like, so clearly drawn completely separately. So, it's just off. I don't know how you make a mistake like that. I guess he was counting on most people being too distracted by the armor-plated vagina to really pay a whole lot of attention. Does this chick have a tail? It looks like she has a tail. And I don't even know what's going on with old dude in the background, but, like, I'm too distracted by the atrocities that I'm witnessing in the foreground to really care all that much. But, yeah, that's just not good. I, to his credit, I will say I vibe with what he's doing with her left hand, the one that's not holding the sword. It's like, I get your intention, but the execution is terrible. But, somewhere along the way, he looked at this whole barely concealed vagina and was like, yep, that's the move. That's the move. We may be looking at quite literally the only piece of porn that actually nobody in all of human history has ever masturbated to. That's impressive. I think Rob made some history here with that. So, yeah. Oh, wow. Number 15. Oh, jeez, I sound like chills. Number 15. Ninjas jumping through window. Pretty obvious that Rob designed these henchmen after the foot ninja, but very specifically the foot ninja from the animated Ninja Turtles series, the Fred Wolf thing. It's like they've got the all purple and the big yellow eyes and stuff. So, got this guy with, like, way over-rendered torso muscles, and, like, this can't be the first time we've seen Rob try bare feet, but, pretty rough-looking bare feet. Honestly, this shirtless man is probably one of the least egregious examples of Liefeld anatomy that we've ever seen. So, props to him on that, but just more weird poses, more, like, complete lack of dynamic posing. You know, it doesn't feel like they're really exploding through the window. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of motion going on. It honestly kind of looks like they're just gently floating through the window, and there just happens to be broken glass there. It doesn't look like they're really smashing through there, and the dude doesn't even look all that surprised. It looks like he was just kind of touching himself through his shorts, and then these guys gently floated through the window, and he was like, "I wasn't doing anything." You know, it doesn't feel like we're setting up for any kind of, like, super impactful action pose. All right, 14. Regex again. Well, I gotta say it's better than the previous Regex cover, because, you know, thank God we're not seeing, like, metal-plated camel toe. That would be a good band name. Yo, that's gonna be my metal band. I mean, honestly, it's better than a lot of his stuff I've seen. That's not to say that it's good by any stretch of the imagination, but, I mean, really, you've got the immediate question of why is she sitting spread-legged like that? That's a little bit weird. But then it's like, well, that would be fine, because that just kind of shows that she's, like, all tough and just, like, sitting down after a big, gruesome battle. But then, like, that's not what somebody would look like sitting spread-legged like that. Like, there's no placement of the ass cheeks. It just, like, kind of curves straight out into thighs, so it doesn't look like she's actually sitting. It looks like she's doing a really weird, awkward squat. It's just kind of not great. And then the hands don't make a real ton of sense here. It looks like she's got either two... Well, I mean, it looks like she's almost got the right number of fingers in her left hand, but in her right hand, it's, like, way too few fingers. It's not amazing. It's certainly better than the previous Regex cover, but it's like, ugh. Definitely not great. Okay, number 13, we've got a Youngblood cover with Bedrock? Bedrock, I'm assuming? So he's in a swimsuit, he's surrounded by ladies in swimsuits, we've got pokely nipples. Which I guess is kind of in keeping with Image covers, some of them. More kind of weird hairstyles and just bad anatomy in general, but I think the issue here is Bedrock's veins. Like if you look at a fairly veiny dude, which I'm a little behind on my exercising, I haven't kept up with the gym as much as I'd like to, thanks to a couple of career changes. But, when a guy has veiny arms, there's a pretty logical flow to the veins, and this just looks like Rob discovered how to do, kind of an awkward 3D cross-hatching. And he was like, yeah, that's how veins work. And it's like, no, that's not how veins work. there are dudes with, super veiny arms, but they don't look like that. So that's probably the biggest problem. At least he's not, at least his head's not just, floating on top of his torso, bad rock. So at least Bedrock is, a little bit better put together, but still, just those veins don't look good, man. They don't look good. Oh, I forgot about these. I was actually talking to Turk about doing these with him. So I guess if he ever gets back from the grocery store, then maybe we can actually do a full episode dedicated specifically to these. So it's Shrink, which, as I recall, was Rob Liefeld's attempt at doing little single panel, Far Side style gag strips. So, stuff like The Far Side or Family Circus, where it's just a single panel with a joke written at the bottom. It's not my favorite format of comic art, but there's pretty heated debate amongst artists too of does this even count as comics, because there's no juxtaposition, it's not sequential art, it's just a single panel. But that's a debate for another one, for another episode. But yeah, I mean, he basically just has Shrink, who I believe was a therapist for superheroes or something. So we've got this dude with an embarrassing looking Johnson. I got questions on has Rob ever seen what a normal penis is supposed to look like? That is just gross looking. Yeah, I'm a pretty gross guy. I've drawn some shit. I'm not exactly a spaz kid or a shadman, but I'm not saying I've got a perfectly squeaky clean record, but that's just gross. So he says, it's a little short man on the desk with this weird Johnson, and the Shrink looks like she wants to punch him. She's got her fist all clenched. She's got man hands. This is exactly what Seinfeld was talking about with man hands. He says, one thing's for certain, Doc. You'll never hear the ladies complain about my shortcomings. That's just cheesy. That's not even a groaner. It's just, bad. And just everything about this, it's too lazy to put any detail in her mouth, so it's just colored white. Of course, dude, there are ways to draw well-endowed male characters without it just looking weird and gross. Oh, and his name is Mr. Inches. Oh, kill me now. Kill me now. Her hair is just terrible looking. He just, scribbled that hair. So yeah, I was right. It's a psychiatrist for superheroes. Just absolutely cringe-inducing. absolutely cringe-inducing. So, Okay, well... every drop of this. Got another wraparound cover for Team Youngblood. I mean, this doesn't really bring anything new to the table for me to criticize, except for Rob's frontal view of feet, but like, look at the little short dude. Look at the little short dude's feet. Like, that's weird. That's bad. I kind of want to see Rob try to do some like D&D fantasy art just to see what a train wreck that'll be. But like, yeah, I mean, what else can I say that hasn't been said 100 million times? It's like terrible anatomy, terrible veins, terrible muscles, just terrible everything. Terrible everything. Okay, well, we're in the home stretch now. Just 10 more. Just 10 more. Come on, page, load. Don't do this to me. I've got a podcast to do. Okay. All right, number 10. I will not disrobe in class, she's writing. And she is disrobing in class into her superhero outfit. So we've seen Rob do drawings of this character before, but I don't know anything about her. He's made a very sketchy attempt at showing her six-pack, but it doesn't look like a muscular woman. It looks like a skinny chick with a six-pack poorly drawn on. So, I don't think Rob fully understands, like, muscular female anatomy. Oh shit, her name is Suprema. Ugh, that's cringe. Yeah, I mean, like, look at the way the clothing is kind of wrapped around her body. It just doesn't hold up, doesn't make a lot of sense. Pretty bad. Okay. Got a Captain America cover here. Captain America number 3. Looks like Cap is about to get his shit fucked up by Wish.com Bane. Is that what I'm thinking here? That's a So, I gotta say, the lighting is just really weird here. Obviously, what they were trying for with that effect was that the rain is, like, bouncing off of these guys. But you don't do that with, like, a glow effect. It just makes everybody, including Cap, look like they are, like, surging with electricity. And that's not how that should work. And, of course, the fact that Cap's shield is lens flaring... It's clearly dark and it's raining, and yet his shield is lens flaring, so that's special. That's really special. But I don't know who this character is. Like, he's got a crossbones on his chest, but then a skull on his belt. I don't think that's Punisher. He's got some kind of like weird skull-ish mask. But, they're saying that the guy is actually named Crossbones. Okay. I mean, I guess that makes sense. His arms are way, way, way too long. Crossbones are, Yeah, like, his arms... His upper arms, I'll say. Like... His hands are falling where they're supposed to in relation to the pelvis, but he made the upper arms way too long in relation to the forearms. So, like... He just needs to, like, retool his anatomy a little bit for those forearms. But, yeah, Crossbones, he literally just looks like the Punisher and Bane had a retarded baby. I think that's a pretty fair assessment. Okay, another War Child cover. We saw how terrible that one was previously. So, yeah, I don't know what it is with Rob and wide-set eyes. Everybody talks about all the other stuff all the time, but the wide-set eyes, they're terrible. So, don't know what's going on with this cape. The cape is pretty insane. That blood effect in the dude's mouth, not really doing it for me. That's not exactly how blood should be drawn. But honestly, I think the biggest problem here is the sword again. Liefeld just cannot draw a sword to save his life, but the dude's, like, Warchild's not even holding it. He's just kind of, like, got his hands gently wrapped around it. It's like he's a PlayStation 1 character. His hands are just, like, gently in the vicinity of it as it floats in front of him. Doesn't make any sense. You know what, Rob? I'll say something nice. That castle doesn't look completely horrible. Doesn't look great, but, you know, it doesn't look completely horrible. Okay, who's this special guy? I'm sure we've seen him before. I mean, obviously the biggest thing, besides just, like, the over-rendered muscles, the terrible grasp of foreshortening, it's just the sword. Like, Rob always draws his blade, then his hilt, then his handle, and if it doesn't line up, then, you know, who gives a shit? That's his whole philosophy. It drives me pretty crazy, because, like, if you really look at it, you can see the handle is just stuck out at a weird angle from the hilt and the blade. Pretty atrocious approach to it. And of course, just like, look at how far apart those eyes are. It's crazy, man. 1, 2, 3. His eyes are 4 eye widths apart. That's terrible. Just absolutely terrible. Pick up a Bridgman's Anatomy book, Rob. My God. Unacceptable. The dude reflected in the blade screaming looks really funny, so, you know, I'll give you that. Oh, what? Is that Shadowhawk? Yeah, that's Shadowhawk. But, that pose... That looks like that pose that Milo Manara did for Spider-Girl that all the haters were freaking out over, going, women can't even make that pose, and so, like, a bunch of women made the pose to prove that you could. But it's Shadowhawk. It's Shadowhawk doing it, and, honestly, I think this predates the Manara drawing quite a bit, but, But yeah, I mean, just more terrible anatomy. I mean, like, the way the legs are bent, there's no way his kneecaps should reach his armpits. The arms are, like, way, way, way too short in relation to the torso. You know? I mean, the thing that I always go back to with Shadowhawk, the thing that I always think about is the fact that, you know, he was a little bit revolutionary as a character because he had AIDS, and, you know, you really didn't see you know, a lot of superhero type characters with something like that. You know, it's just, it's pretty crazy that, you know, one of the earliest iterations of an Image title was willing to push the envelope that much and really kind of change the game to say, you know, hey, Spider-Man has his bad days, well, how's this? You know, it's really crazy, and I think it's really appropriate that you know, we talk about the fact that Shadowhawk had AIDS, because that's exactly what this particular Liefeld drawing gave me. So, you know, it all comes full circle. No complaints here. Oh, whoa. Number 5. Number 5, wow. I think I remember reading about this one before. This kid, this blonde-haired character, I think is supposed to be super young. But okay, so we've got this, like, really creepy dude with, like, shitloads of cross-hatching on his face, and the worst goatee I've ever seen any character have drawn. Like, that is just terrible facial hair. Both of these characters have, like, incredibly supple lips. Very thin lips, but they're very supple. That shouldn't really be possible, but they got them. They got some ratchet-ass eyebrows, too. They need to get their eyebrow game on fleek. Of course, you got, like, the super clenched lips. Like, my god, dude on the right here, like, he's got cheekbones just super defined cheekbones for days. Absolutely terrible work on the nose. I mean, dude on the left, his nose is passable. It's so sketchy. Like, all of this inking is, like, so scratchy and sketchy. But, I mean, like, okay, so, yeah, I mean, these are just some, like, funky-ass looking dudes. Really funky-ass looking dudes, but I seem to remember something about the age of the blonde-haired dude. So, I'm just gonna read this part. Yep. So, apparently, according to this article, this is Liefeld attempting what he calls photorealism. So, I want you guys to, like, pull up any piece of Stan Drake or Alex Raymond or Al Williamson art, guys who actually exemplified photorealism, and compare it to this particular page. Please do. Okay, the guy on the right is Sam Guthrie, a.k.a. Cannonball, who is supposed to be anywhere between 17 and 25. So, I mean, look at these forehead wrinkles, look at these sunken cheekbones. That's supposed to be a 17-year-old. I mean, we could be generous here and say, that could be a 25-year-old. He looks like a really rough 36. Really rough 36. Like, all the wrong drugs and not the fun kind. Kind of 36. Like, that does not look like a 17 to 25 year old. Oh great, we've got another shrink. Gag comic. Shrink by Rob Liefeld. Oh, this... This one's good. This one's so funny, guys. This one's so funny. There's a snowman laying on the therapist's couch, and she says, "Be cool, snowman. Chill out, and all your troubles will melt away." Oh god. Whew. Oh man. Peak comedy. Peak comedy. I haven't laughed this hard since the Garfield pipe strip. But in all seriousness, that facial expression that the snowman is making, That is, like, the facial expression that I'm making looking at this. Like, the whole point of a single panel gag strip is to drive home a single joke in a single point, and clearly The Far Side is like the best of the best at that. Everybody falls back on Gary Larson being an absolute god among men when it comes to that format of jokes. This feels so much more like the Family Circus than like The Far Side. Like, he just tried to shoehorn in three puns centered around nothing but the fact that it's a living snowman. So he drew a snowman and just said, be cool, chill out, and all your troubles will melt away. And the psychiatrist or the therapist or whatever the fuck she is, she's not even looking at him. She's just kind of like posed on the couch looking away from him. Ugh. Okay, these guys summarized it way better than me. Yeah, Shrink is like finding out Bill Keynes died and put Joseph Kony in charge of the Family Circus. I mean, that is like abysmal. Absolutely abysmal. Shit, I can't even get into, like, how badly he drew the snowman's top hat. I mean, really, like, nothing about the snowman. Like, how do you fuck up drawing a snowman? Legitimately. Like, that should be the easiest thing for anybody to do. Like, how could you possibly fuck up drawing a snowman? And, Bobby did it. He somehow did it. Like, that is the most unappealing snowman. I don't know what the hell's the deal with his hat. But the joke, man, the joke is so bad. Oh, you guys really should actually read through the Progressive Boink article, because their summary of it is, like, legitimately funny. You know, I'm just trying to kind of approach it more from a comic artist's perspective. I know I'm not batting a thousand here, because, you know, at a certain point, all of Rob's, like, most egregious mistakes just overlap into everything he does. But yeah, I mean, just the... This shit wouldn't even fly in Highlights for Children. Gallant would take one look at this garbage and throw it in the toilet. Goofus would probably publish it and call it Awesome Comics. Oh, now that's funny. Like, that's a legitimate laugh. Yeah, no, definitely read the Progressive Boink article and, like, actually read their summary of these drawings, because it's probably funnier than whatever the fuck I got going on, man, honestly. Man. Alright, we're getting to the home stretch here. Third worst one. We've got a Youngblood cover with, I'm assuming, that's Bedrock and not Bad Rock. It's more, like, goofy-ass veins all up and down the arms. That, like, that is not how veins work. More goofy-ass abdominal muscles. That's not how ab muscles work. More inconsistent shading. Just terrible. And old dude is wearing an Image shirt for some reason. And, yeah, you know, this looks pretty similar to another much more well-known Liefeld drawing. But those veins, man, like, and you know, it's more of the same lazy shit, like no background. Like, he drew a single character doing nothing, just standing there, and like the most interesting thing he did was like really inconsistent shading and bad anatomy. And then, like, he couldn't even be asked to, like, fully render it all the way down to the bottom. It just kind of tapers off into cross-hatching. Terrible. Terrible, terrible. Number two. We've got a Wolverine fight scene. What? What am I looking at here? Wolvie's claws, I want to say, are probably a bit too long because they're supposed to, like, nestle in his forearm, right? But these are, like, way longer than that. So I don't know for sure how that would work. And then this, like, Ridley knockoff, with this knockoff of Ridley from Metroid is about to eat Logan, and then I'm thinking that's Hawkeye with a jetpack, just, like, flies and gropes his titties and like, carries him away from the monster with a jetpack. So, I mean, if he's going to be carrying Logan's full body weight, which Logan's got an adamantium skeleton, so he's going to be fucking heavy, he can't just be groping his titties to carry him. He's got to have his hands, like, wrapped under his arms. Yeah, I mean, that last pose is just, like, so egregious. Oh, they're saying it's Cannonball. I mean, I didn't have the page blown up. Yeah, I guess that would make a little bit more sense than Hawkeye with a jetpack. Either way, whoever it is, I mean, the way he's holding Wolverine just does not work. And, okay, I was expecting number one to be the very infamous Liefeld page, the Captain America cover, where he's, like, viewed from the side, because that's what that Youngblood thing was kind of a prototype of, number three. Youngblood something file, image five. Like, that's kind of the prototype, but, like, that is better than the Captain America cover, but I thought that Captain America cover would be number one, but we have here another two-page spread. And, apparently this has everything Liefeld has ever done wrong on a single page, according to them, so let's see. That, however, is not a luxury commonly afforded those who shoulder the mantle of hero. Surveying those around him, Shaft sighs with discontentment. All logic tells him they're not nearly ready for the task laid out before them. No matter which way he turns, he's flanked by unfamiliar faces and those he barely knows. Two new members of his team, two raw recruits from the blood pool, three prototypes of the rapidly accelerating Die Hard 3000 program. Excluding himself and the boy of stone known as Bad Rock? Wait a minute. So it is Bad Rock? Why did they say Bedrock on that first one? What? It is Bad Rock. Oh, I was right. The shit did give me AIDS. Ugh. That is so frustrating. I've been confused for 40 drawings because they introduced him as Bedrock, but he's Bad Rock. Faced with the unlikely task of exacting vengeance of an unknown quantity, powerful enough to kill one of Youngblood's most seasoned agents. Crack. Man, this is killing me.
Oh, poor baby.
I'm talking about combat, you runt. I could care less about my vacation. If you weren't such a know-it-all punk, you'd know I lost a friend out there in Nevada. And I'd skip the second coming to get my hands on the bastards that killed him.
We also have character names such as Nightsaber, Troll, Task, and Psylance. So, I mean, wow, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got feet strategically cut off. It's got just really badly done feet. It's got super undynamic posing. Real close-up, gritty-ass, like, grimacing faces. Cross-hatching on faces. Just laughable anatomy. I'm still super confused. They showed
Badrock in that very first drawing, and it introduced him as Bedrock. And I was like, oh, is it two separate characters? But no, it's not. They just changed his name halfway through. I mean, the one thing I can say about Liefeld's character designs is that, you know, they always look like they would make fun action figures. But that's about it. Like, I have yet to see a Liefeld character that I would truly be invested in or care about. With sort of the exception of Deadpool, but, like, we've talked about that. We've talked about that many, many times on the podcast, but, like, Liefeld is not who made... is not the guy who made Deadpool who he is. You know, all Liefeld did was really design him, and it was like, oh, this is a villain. And then other more talented writers were like, we're going to make him crazy and funny and break the fourth wall. So, yeah, I don't feel like my enjoyment of Deadpool falls from Liefeld's contribution to the character. So... I mean, like, these look like something, you know, if I saw their action figures in, like, a Kmart when I was a kid, I would have probably thought, oh, that looks cool. And I might have, you know, picked an action figure of, like, Badrock or, like, this big red and white dude here in the left corner, and that probably would have been it. Like, I don't imagine that I would have really... read the comics as a kid. I don't imagine that I would have really even watched the show as a kid. It just, there's not a lot going for it that makes me care about the characters, but, I mean, we do see here the exact same flaws that we always see. Like, he picks, like, the really important areas to skimp on and get lazy with, and then he hyperfixates on stuff that he's not qualified to do. And, like, Troll, I mean, Troll is just a travesty here. Like, you can draw short, muscular dudes. D&D artists have been doing it since the 70s. Like, there's ways of doing short, muscular dudes without making them look like this. That is just absolutely unpardonable. Silence, I mean, it's the same thing as every woman character you draw. It's a spine bent completely out of place. It's like... you clearly don't know what natural tits look like. They all have to look like implants. It's trying to make a woman look muscular when you clearly are not equipped to handle that task. It's flat 80s ass. Mm-hmm. This page is a really, really good example of just, like, everything he does wrong. His art style has always been, like, super edgy, super try-hard. But, you know, I thought that we were going to finish on the Liefeld Captain America, so I think that we're going to do the Liefeld Captain America. So here we go. All I did was punch in Liefeld Captain America, and if you hit the Google search results, it's literally everything. So... I mean, this to me is the perfect summary of Liefeld's art. That panel is, like, a really, really good example, but if you look at this, like, it's a profile shot, but we can see both pecs. The chest kind of flares out and then it flattens with the abdominal region. The pelvic region completely flat for some reason. Typically Rob's really obsessed with, like, super defining that, but it just makes it totally flat here, and then it just keeps going straight down to the legs. There's absolutely nowhere for Cap's arm to go. He makes that mistake in a lot of his drawings. We've seen it before. We've seen it with some of these other covers that we've critiqued. And, you know, this is just a great example of that. The arms are, like, way too thick. There's just not quite enough room for... the arms to fall where they need to fall in relation to the pelvis. And based off of how this back is jutting out, I mean, I can't even fully tell if that is an arm or if that's his back jutting out. So the artist's intent is not even made perfectly clear. I can't tell. Does he have, like, a back that's sticking out way too far, or does he have an arm sticking out way too far? Either case, both things are sticking out way too far, and it doesn't work. So, you know, that to me, there's a reason that this is the most infamous thing that Rob has ever drawn. And, I think that this perfectly summarizes all the problems with Rob. You know, that Bleeding Cool's final page was definitely a good example, but this, I think, is the perfect example. You know, why draw a background? You can drop in a lazy Photoshop background, you know, just, it's a picture of a cloud with a filter applied over it. You know, you've got shading on the back side of the character, but then you draw a sparkle and lens flare on the back side of the shield in the same place where the shading is. Just everything about it. So, you know, I know I said that Shadowhawk drawing, gave me AIDS, but, you know, I think this is really a lot more in keeping with the spirit of Liefeld, in that, you know, this particular drawing gave me something in common with Deadpool, because this gave me cancer. So, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob, for giving us over 4 hours worth of stuff to shit on you about. I cannot think of a single other artist who has been in the industry for so long. I want to say, like, 35 years now. Hold on. How long has Rob Liefeld been a professional artist? 35 years, yeah. So, yeah, I can't think of a single other artist who has been not only in this industry, but working with this medium for 35 years, who has shown such a complete lack of growth and development and improvement over that 35-year span, to the extent that I can look at his art and shit all over it for 4 hours. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. I know that I personally can be a little bit harsh towards things. You know, when I'm critical of something, I tend to be super critical. But at the exact same time, I typically make it a point of not trying to be super discouraging towards artists. I'm always one of those people, if I see a young artist who's trying to improve, then, you know, I tell them, you know, you're on the right track, keep going. That's, you know, that's what other artists have told me. I think that is the best advice that you can ever offer a young artist, is, like, you're showing improvement, keep doing that, keep showing improvement. So, it's gotta be pretty bad, for me to just say, here's a catalog of 80 pieces of your work, I'm going to just shit all over that. But, you know, Rob has been doing this for 35 years. He started when he was 16 or 17 or something like that. Incredibly young. He had the potential to be like, you know what, I'm extremely young, and I have been given the opportunity and the ability to draw 8 hours a day every single day of my life. This is my chance to improve my craft and become something amazing, and he just squandered that. So I tend to get a little bit huffy about that, because I know plenty of artists who have a far greater hunger for that growth and improvement over Rob, and if they were given that opportunity, they absolutely wouldn't have squandered it. So, yeah. You know, I see a lot of his posts on social media. I see how self-important he is and how he acts like he is just God's gift to the industry and the medium of comics, and it gets me in a fighting mood. So, you know, hopefully this artist's perspective kind of puts it out there that, like, you know, anybody who knows the first little thing about drawing can just, you know, call you out on your bullshit, Rob. You're not anything special. You're not anything amazing. And, yeah. I don't have anything super crazy funny to end this on. I wasted my AIDS and my cancer joke already. So, I don't have a whole lot more to say besides, maybe you should have quit while you were ahead. You should have stopped at that jeans commercial. And you'll never be anything more than a Timu Todd McFarlane, my guy. So, that is my message to Rob, for all of you lovely listeners who have stuck around through me just drunkenly meandering into a microphone for 4 hours. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. I have definitely wanted to contribute my own thoughts towards those Progressive Boink articles for many, many years, and this podcast has afforded me the platform to do that. I really had fun with it. I learned a lot about Liefeld's characters. It's nice sometimes to just be able to talk shop and vocalize certain things artistically. And so even though with this podcast I'm not directly speaking to any one person, it is nice to just be able to kind of say, you know, here's my takeaway from it. Here's what I would have done differently, or here's what, you know, he should have learned a long time ago from Kirby or Ditko or Eisner or Kurtzman or Wood or Crumb or anybody. Like, it's really, really hard to have a 35-year career and make the same mistakes that he's making. So, if you find yourself getting hired on to Marvel or DC at the tender age of 17, make sure that you dedicate that time to improving and getting better and not cutting corners, and stand on the shoulders of giants so that you can see further than ever before. Just don't do what this clown does. In the meantime, I have been Akomi. Hope you guys have a tremendous day, night, whenever you're listening to this. And go pick yourself up a Jack Kirby or a Steve Ditko comic. Go pick yourself up some of Will Eisner's The Spirits. Or hey, in tribute to the passing of Akira Toriyama, go ahead and pick up Akira Toriyama's Manga Theater. That's a great collection of one-shots. You know, just pretty much anything. Immerse yourself in good art. Don't waste your time on this clown any more than you've already wasted. You know, there's plenty of great, great artists that you can learn a lot from out there. So do that. Enjoy it. Until next time, I have been Akomi, and I will catch you guys later.
Right there, folks, that was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give them a hand.